Hi, Mamas. This is Kinley.
And I'm Courtney.
And we are the Deeply Rooted Mamas, a podcast where we show you our raw truth as mamas making our way through unknown territory of this thing called life.
So grab a lavender latte and your best mama friend and sit back and enjoy the show.
Like promoting yourself for us?
Here we are. We're live.
Oh, we're live. Coming at you live from Courtney's car.
Yes.
Skillet queso. Well, non-skillet queso.
Non-skillet queso. We've got queso here from Chili's, but without the skillet.
What'd you say? What'd you say?
We've got skillet here. Nope. Skillet queso here without the skillet.
Minus the skillet.
Minus the skillet.
Yes. And I just cracked open a Dr. Pepper Zero, and we're ready to...
roll.
We're ready to roll.
We're ready to tell you about ourselves.
Yeah. We're here to introduce ourselves.
Kimmy, you want to go first?
I'm going to let Courtney go first.
Okay.
Because...
here we go.
I'm eating.
True. So if you hear some crunches in the background...
sorry, guys.
You may. So my name is Courtney. Are we doing last names on this? I guess we are.
Are we?
I don't know.
Tiaga.
If you can find us. Courtney Lowers. I am...
the government already knows everything.
It's true. I hope they can hear you too on there.
I know.
Oh, well. We'll figure it out if not. Let's see. I had this all figured out in my head, but now that I'm here, I'm not quite sure what to say.
Tell me about your life. Tell me who you are.
I am Courtney Lowers. Established that. I am on Instagram as Courtney Lynn Lowers. We found another, kind of common thing between Kinley and I. We have a lot of things in common, including messy cars.
Oh, yeah.
My middle name is Lynn. Hers is Mullen. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool. Okay, so my name is Courtney. I will be 40 years old by next... what are you laughing at? Cause my name is Courtney.
I'm just laughing at you.
Just in case we don't know.
I'm pretty sure they've got it established that your name's Courtney.
I will be 40 years old my next birthday. We also established today that there's as much time between Kinley and I as there is between my mother-in-law and I. Fun fact.
See, she needs to stop it with that because she is hot and young, and I'm sick of her talking about how much older she is than me because we're basically the same age.
Okay.
That's so, my 2 cents.
I am married to Colby. He is younger than I am.
Oh my God. Here she goes again.
And I have 2 boys. Hayes, who is 7 and a half, almost 8, and Rye, who just turned 6 a few months ago. I actually currently am a business owner. I own an ultrasound studio where we do elective ultrasounds, but I'm actually in school to become a midwife. I am a type 1 diabetic, and I'm only mentioning that right now because I feel like my blood sugar is a little bit low.
It always is because of me. When you're with me, your blood sugar goes
it's
crazy.
High.
Oh, okay.
Oh, let's see. Oh, it's 86. We're doing all right. What else besides back as far as what else?
How long
have
you been
about?
Married?
I've been married 10 years. We met in 2011, got engaged in 2011, and got married in 2011.
Yeah.
Moved to Arkansas in 2011.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're from Arkansas.
You're from Arkansas?
Well, I'm from Oklahoma, but I live in Arkansas.
Yes.
And then why we're doing this, or should we do that at the end? Let's introduce yourself.
Did you swallow your food, clear your throat?
Okay, listen, I'm getting over a little sinus, little situation, so probably in like 2 weeks, my voice will sound back to normal, but... I am Kinley, and I am a hairdresser. I have done hair for 8 years, and I am married to a wonderful man named Tyler, and we have 2 children. I have a son who is 5, and I have a daughter who is 2 and a half, and we live basically... I say
this is a lot more serious than
Oklahoma, Arkansas and Oklahoma area. And so my husband and I are like elementary sweethearts. well, not technically elementary, but I was almost 14 and he had just turned 16 when we became a thing. And yeah, so we got married when I was 17 and he was 19, I guess. So we've been married 8 years this past May. So we feel 35 most days. My husband is an electrician. He's about to finish school, whoop whoop, in March. And we live a wonderful life, honestly. I'm blessed. And I mean, other than that, I mean, the most important thing in my life is my faith and my relationship with God. And you'll hear that intertwined with everything that we do. And
so why do you want to do this podcast?
Why do I want to do this podcast? Okay, so let me just tell you a little something about Courtney and I, because we are dreamers. I mean, every time, since the day I've met Courtney, which, how long have we known each other?
Good question.
We met when Hawk was 3, so that was like 2.5 years ago, I guess. We actually met through a long story, but she did ultrasounds on me, and then we became good friends because we found out we have so much in common. But our boys were in a little half day or half week school type thing. And so we started to get to know each other, and every time we got together, we talked about, I mean, everything. We talked about all these businesses and careers we wanted to start.
Oh, we were starting them.
Yeah.
Them all.
Yeah, and then we would get to talking and we'd be like, why have we not started a podcast? Because this is good stuff. This is juicy.
Yes, and real.
Yeah. And that's really, like, we try to be super real and we're kind of crazy and kooky and laugh a lot, but that's just...
That's my thing. That's one of the reasons why I want to, is just to... hopefully make people laugh and find that authenticity with other women
and moms. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I feel like people don't laugh these days.
Yeah.
People are offended and serious.
So even if you just listen to us just to get a good laugh and to feel better about yourself and how clean your car is,
yeah,
then we did our job. That's all
That's
I'm
right.
saying. But when we were talking about podcast names, Rooted Mamas, it definitely like is stuck with us. Deeply Rooted Mamas, because to me, deeply rooted means you have a solid foundation. That I'm deeply rooted in my family, in my faith, in everything. I try to dig my roots deep. Look at the deer over there.
Oh my gosh, 1, 2, 3, 4.
We have 4 deer outside.
Five,
our
six.
Car window right now. Oh, 6.
There's 6.
Aren't they beautiful? But yeah, so just being authentic and real and letting you know that you're not the only mama out there who wants to share truth and, you know, find your crew. And that's kind of, we're all about like
not being an outcast.
Yeah.
We kind of all feel like an outcast at some point, but everyone is welcome here.
Yeah, for sure.
Flaws and all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell me what you're deeply rooted in. This is going to be the question for everybody.
Yes. So I feel like...
what does it mean to you, Courtney?
Like you said, being all in on family, faith, friends.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I feel like maybe we're kind of fly by the seat of our pants, but there are those core foundations that
make us who we are
and
yeah.
that we want to stay true to.
Yeah.
I mean, we can all change our minds on things, but for those things, you know,
the foundational things make you who you are.
Yes,
for exactly. sure. Because like, I mean, I know in my life, like, I've obviously had a change of thoughts on a lot of things as I've grown as a mom. Like, as soon as I became
yes.
a mom, like, you know, you can probably relate that you probably thought, oh, my kid will never act like that in public. You know, the statements we all make and we change our opinions real quick. But yeah, just really, those foundational truths of who we are that are never changing. And then there are things that do change in life, and that's okay. And that's good. And we just talk about all of that and all the in between. And so deeply rooted is just, I feel like you're connected. Like you're not going anywhere. And I think about even like a plant or anything that doesn't have deep roots.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to be torn down as soon as the storms come or anything in life that, as long as they don't have that foundation.
Yeah.
And so, Very good. That's how I feel.
I like that. That's awesome. Like, I'm thinking, like, of something being whisked away. But if you have those foundations, you're not going to be whisked away by the wind.
Yeah.
Especially here in Arkansas and Oklahoma.
Right. Where it's a tornado one day and it's sunny and 75 the next day. Literally. But yeah, that's just who we are. And we want to spread love and just entertain you guys probably with our silliness, because that's probably what you'll get a lot.
And we have a lot of things planned.
One thing I can tell you, I'm going to tell you one thing that I think that Courtney is like, not one, she has many talents, but one thing that I think that she's really good at is loving other people first. She will love anybody. And secondly,
judge anybody.
No, she won't. She's a good friend. That's why we connected so well, honestly, I think. But she's awesome at anything finances. Like, you will hear that as we, through the episodes we plan to make about finances, budgeting, debt-free journey, all of the things. Mm-hmm. And she's an expert on that, so you'll definitely want to get her wisdom out of that. But yeah, so.
And then Kinley's is major faith. I am known to text her in the middle of the night and be like, what does so-and-so say about so-and-so? And she's got all the knowledge for that. So that's definitely your strong suit.
I think we really balance, like we bounce off each other really well. But we just can't wait to make this journey together. Here I go again with my stuffy nose. Goodness. Make this journey together two really good friends just enjoying life together and sharing it with you guys. So
I think it's good. You good?
Are we good?
Yeah.
We will see you
podcast
guys.
Number one down.
Yes.
Check.
We will see you guys in the next podcast. Love you.
Love you.